you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
Show,
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 this the way to go.
Show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
Have abundant life or a productive life, it's going to take Jesus helping us. Now, Jesus is not going to do everything. We have to exemplify or demonstrate works along with our faith. Would you agree? Now, if you truly desire to be productive, I want you to notice my notes. You must start and build a good foundation of faith from your childhood. You can't wait or afford to wait until you get older. While you are young, you've got to start building a good foundation right now. Tomorrow's not promised. Who told you you're going to see 28? Who said you're going to see 35? Who said you're going to see 50, 60, and so forth? Now, that's the desire. When Paul talked about Timothy, he said, man, when I look at you over in 2 Timothy 5 and 17, he says, since you was a child, you knew the scripture. And the scripture made you wise. You took a hold to God's word as a young person, and you started building until it made you into a wise young man. And see, that's how we should be. We don't want to waste our days away being idle. Every day, young people, you should be striving to be better, striving to be more productive. Do you agree with me? A number of different ways you can build a firm foundation. I don't have the time to go over them. You can take a picture of my notes here or type them down, but if you're going to have a good foundation while you're young, it starts, of course, by giving your life to Jesus, making him Lord and Savior. But then learning what your purpose is for life. Lord, what is my purpose here on this earth? While I'm here, what do you want me to do with this life you have given me? Another way that you build a good foundation is demonstrating good judgment while you're young. I like to tell young people, you have to be careful about the choices you make, because one bad move can take 10 to 15 minutes, but mess up the next 20 to 25 years of your life. And so you have to learn how to make good judgment. You have to learn how to avoid evil company. You have to have good listening skills. Young folk, you got to know who you should listen to and who you need to ignore. Am I talking right this morning? Yeah, you need to learn how to be a good steward while you're young. Just a number of different things that you can do on a daily basis to build a good foundation so you can be productive, not only in your childhood, but when you become a young adult and an adult. Let me show you something. Y'all go to Luke 6, and let me show you how Jesus said what I'm saying. He said it a different way. Can I show you? All right, y'all follow me to Luke 6. Again, I'm talking to young people, young adults, even adults that are saying, look, I want to be productive, and I understand it's going to take me building or having a good foundation. Look at what Jesus said in Luke 6, 47 and 48. Jesus said, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. Who he like, Jesus? He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently or violently against that house. Look at this. And could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. See, in life, young folk, you're going to have mistakes you make. In life, you're going to have storms, temptation, hard times. But if you got a good foundation, all that can come your way, but you're still going to be standing. You're still going to be productive. See, right now, many of you are under the wings of your parents. But soon as you leave under the wings of your parents, you best believe life is going to come your way. And it's so important to make sure you take heed to what Jesus said. You got to have a good foundation. And he said a good foundation starts when you hear the word and you put it into action. That needs to be the basis of your life. Whatever God wants me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And so when the storms of life come, when you make mistakes, when you sometimes go the wrong way, but you still standing on the word, it's going to work out. Oh, that's some good news for somebody. All you got to do is just stay in the will of God. Build your life around God's word. Look at somebody and say, that's the key. That's the key. That's the key right there. You got to build a good foundation. Which brings me to our primary text in Psalm 71. Psalm 71 by David. He reveals, and if you read between the lines, that basically since he was a young person, he had a good foundation. Yeah. He built his life around God's word. And he reveals one of the things that he had been doing since he was a child. He said, Lord, you my hope. You my trust. Since I was a youth. Since I was an adolescent, since I was immature, you were still my hope and my trust. And see, you have to learn, and I have to learn, or shall I say, I have learned who you should learn from. We need to learn this from David. If the Lord was his hope, since he was a child, likewise, young people need to make the Lord their hope. You got to have hope on the inside of you. Now, when we talk about hope, hope has a number of meanings and definitions, but this morning, contextually, hope has to do with expectation. Expectation, young people, listen, that is based on God's word. That's what you have when it comes to hope. Expectation that is based upon God's word. God is the source of your hope or your trust in life. Thank God for your parents. But God needs to be your source of hope and trust. Thank God for pastor, especially if you got a good pastor. But God needs to be your source, your expectation. Are y'all with me on this morning? So when it comes to hope, it has to do with expectation based upon the word. And we know God's word comes in primarily two forms, right? The written and the revealed. My expectation needs to be based upon what I see in God's written word. But my expectation for life also needs to be based upon what I hear from God's prophets. That's what my expectation for my life needs to be. How many are understanding thus far? It's very important. I'm laying a good foundation. By show of hands, how many are with me so far? All right. So what is hope? I'm going to give you a chance to read it. What is hope? Based upon, that's right. That's the key. Divine hope is when I'm expecting something based upon God's word. Now, when it comes to hope, I'm going to deal with it, but let me take a little few minutes to say this. Young folk, you got to have hope for yourself. You got to possess hope. Hope in God has got to be something that's in you. Your hope in God needs to be personal. Mama can hope in God, but that's not good enough for your life. You need to hope in God. Pastor can hope in God, but that's not good enough. You have to hope in God and have it on the inside of you. Hope is something you have to possess. It has to be a part of you. Because if not, you'll start hoping in other things and in other people. And I'm telling you, it can creep in. And when the storms of life come, that's when you're going to see where your hope is. When trouble comes your way, it will reveal where your hope is. And so hope, young people, in God is something you have to possess. You have to learn how to hope in God for yourself. Why, Pastor? Man, I got a good reason. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why do young people need to hope in you? And it took me to a number of verses, but one the Holy Spirit told me to make sure I deal with because he wanted everyone that hear the teaching to know this is one of the primary reasons we need to hope in God. Let's go to Psalm 146. Come on now, y'all roll with me. Psalm 146. And man, when you look at this generation, this is why you see so many young people depressed. This is why you see so many young people hopeless, unsure about themselves, about their life. This verse right here. Look at what he says in verse 5. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help me. Help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God. See, when you and I hope in God, we're going to be happy. You're going to have true happiness. You're going to have the God kind of happiness. But how many times do we see young people not happy in life? How are you, or so many young people so young, but depressed? Bewildered, always going through, always sad, confound. What is going on? Young folk are not hoping in the Lord. The Lord is not their hope. You have more young people, they are happy when they have a Wi-Fi connection. They feel so happy in life when they are connected to a good, strong signal. You take that Wi-Fi away, you take a data plan away, shoot, take the phone away, and young folk lose it. There's no more happiness. What's wrong? I don't want my phone. I can't connect. Come on, mama, I'll be good. What in the world? What is going on? Who does that? I mean, happiness just so messed up. You go in there to the router. We still got a connection. Mama, everything all right? You mean you can't be happy without Wi-Fi? You geeking that hard? Look how y'all looking at me. You got some single folk, they ain't happy unless they booed up. They got to be booed up with somebody. What's wrong? I'm lonely. I ain't got nobody. Your happiness is dependent on somebody else? Who does that? What is wrong? But the psalmist said his happiness was when he was hoping, or those who hope in God. Don't you know there's some young folk, they can't function without weed? Man, I gotta have me something. I gotta have me some gummies. I gotta have me some CBD. I gotta have something. Our happiness is tied to Jesus. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Man, it's like I'm talking to a bunch of foreigners in here. How many understand that if the Lord is our hope, we're gonna be happy? We're gonna have true happiness. Whether it's sunny outside, whether it's raining, whether I got a car or a bike, whether I got a pocket full of money, or whether I got some change. If the Lord is my hope, if he is my expectation, I'm going to be happy. Whether I got 100 followers or I got one follower, I'm still going to be happy. Why? The Lord is my hope. The Lord is my expectation. I got his word. They got a whole bunch of promises that make me happy. And when it comes to the promises of God, all of his promises are yes and amen. What is wrong with young folk running around talking about free so-and-so that's locked up? They mad, upset, because their favorite rapper is locked up in jail. They favorite rapper that promotes dope, that promotes fornication, that promotes beating women, that promotes running the block. They are upset because their favorite rapper is locked up. Who does that? But when you hope in the Lord, they can lock everybody up but you. You still gonna be happy. And even if you get locked up for righteousness' sake, the Bible teaches to rejoice in the Lord. Look at somebody and say, if the Lord is your hope, you should be happy. Yeah, you should be happy. Whether they acting up on the job or not, when the Lord is your expectation, you should know how to go into your job happy, work your job happy, and then leave happy. The Lord done spoke to a place of refuge that we are in a season of good. We are in a season of happy. God wants his young folk to be happy. But it ain't gonna happen if the Lord is not your hope. Tell somebody, you gotta possess hope. Yeah, you gotta have it. It's got to be yours. You gotta wake up hoping in God. You gotta go along your way hoping in God. You gotta lie down to rest. Help me out, hoping in God. When you go through trials, you gotta hope in God. When you on the mountain, help me out. You gotta, when you in the valley, you gotta. If you got Rona, you gotta. If you got good health, you gotta possess it, young folk. But the second thing about hope, listen, are y'all listening? Is your hope is gonna be proven. If you saying you hoping in God, you gonna be tested. My hope in God and your hope in God is got to be proven. It's got to see. God has got to see, and you got to see, is it real? Is it genuine? Yeah, God will allow our hope to be tested. If you really expecting me to do certain things in your life, I got to test you. Y'all know what I say, ain't no blessing without the testing. Look at somebody say, ain't no blessing without the testing. Yeah. Y'all follow me to Proverbs. I got to show y'all something. Y'all enjoying the word? All right. And see, this was where I'm at right now. Hope being tested. Yeah, hope being tried. I got to see if Baker really believe that I'm going to do such and such and such and such in his life. But it ain't just Baker. It's some of us in here. Your hope is being proven. Oh, God. Look at this right here, Proverbs 13. This verse talked to me, and I know it's going to talk to somebody in here. Proverbs 13 and 12. Proverb writer Solomon says, in all of his wisdom, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Boy, y'all didn't respond right. Hope that is deferred makes the heart sick. How many know that's just true? When your hope is being tested, man, you be like, Lord, what in the world is going on? Even when you do know it's a trying of your faith, when your hope is being tested, sometimes it just seems like forever before God do certain things. Yeah, because I got my own timetable. I be wanting God to do it at a certain time and in a certain way. But God ain't like me. God ain't like man. Am I right about it? And so God will say, look, I know you got your own timetable. I know you got your own mindset on how you want it to be done, but I'm just going to keep you in the fire a little while longer. I know you've been asking me to move it, but I ain't going to move it. I know you've been asking me to make a way, and I am going to make a way, but it's just not going to be on your timetable. That's that hope deferred right there. Woo, that's that delayed hope. And see, young folks, sometime in life, you keep on living. You're going to be praying, you're going to be giving, and you're going to be expecting God to do some things, but it's going to be like a delay. It's not that God just can't flip a switch and speak a word and do it right then, but he got to allow our hope to be tested. And there's some young adults in here that's just like Daniel. There's some young adults in here just like the Hebrew boys. God is allowing your hope or your trust to be tested. I got to see, are you hoping in this job? Or are you hoping in me? I got to see if you hoping in what somebody else done said, or are you hoping in what I done said? The prophet said it like this, whose sayings or reports are you going to believe? And that hope be delayed sometime. Woo, I love how he said, hope deferred makes one sick. Yeah, sometimes when you get to going through certain trials, your mind, it start thinking certain ways. Yeah, you got to be careful. Hope delayed can make a person act crazy. But how many know we don't need to act crazy? We just got to hold on to our hope. What we see is only temporary. I just want to encourage somebody. What you're going through is only temporary. You got to keep the hope. You got to hold on to hope. Help me help somebody. Tell somebody, say, you got to hold on to hope. But the deadline is coming. Hold on to hope. But the deadline done passed. You still hold on to hope. Have you read your Bible? Have you read about Lazarus? They were hoping that the Lord would come and heal him when he was sick. But the Lord didn't come when they wanted. Lazarus died. Then they got word to Jesus, hey, your friend done died. You won't come to the service. Jesus still didn't go to comfort them. Days had passed. Jesus finally showed up to the house, young folk, and they got mad at him. Why you didn't come and save your friend's life, so to speak? And Jesus said, don't you know I am the resurrection and the life? Basically saying, y'all should have kept the hope. Jesus went out to the tomb, spoke a word, and Lazarus, who was dead, got up and came alive. What is that saying to us, young folk? If we keep the hope, whatever is dead in our life, the Lord can still make it alive. Oh, some of y'all still ain't convinced. You may not have read about Abraham. Abraham, the Lord promised him, I'm going to give you a child. But Abraham was up in age, and his wife Sarah was up in age. Both of them, the Bible says, their bodies were dead. His wife, she couldn't have no baby. And he was old and he couldn't produce no seed to give her a baby. But look at what the Bible says in Romans 4 and 18. Who contrary to hope, in hope believed. You know what that means, young folk? It looked like all hope was lost, but Abraham kept hoping. He kept hoping. And see, in life, young folk, things are going to look like it is what it is. But see, remember, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And faith has to do with hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So sometimes against hope, we still need to believe in hope. It was denied, but I still believe it's going to turn around and work out for me. The doctor said death sentence, but I still hope and believe in life. Our hope will be tested or proven in life, young folk. But regardless of what we go through, we got to keep the hope. We got to hang on to hope. What do we have to do? Hang on to. We got to hang on to hope. I not only need to hang on to hope, I got to possess it. I got to have it on the inside of me. How many understand? Yeah. And sometimes, listen, all what I'm talking about may not happen or just happen when you become an adult. Sometimes you go through things while you're young. And you got to have and use your hope properly. Let alone not only have it and use it properly, you have to be able to tell what is good hope and what is bad hope. Because there is a difference. Lord, am I losing y'all? Are y'all with me? Yeah. There's good hope and there's bad hope. There's godly hope and there's fleshly hope. I'm finna break it down some more. Now, before I break it down some more, let me see if y'all are with me. What is hope? Hope is expectation. Not just expectation, but it's what? Based upon the word. We need to possess hope, but our hope will also be what? Tested or proven. Say that with me. Say, I need to possess hope, but my hope will be proven. And proven means what? Tested. Yeah. You're not going to be in this life and not have tests. That comes with the life of being a Christian. All right? So, when it comes to hope, good hope, bad hope, I need to be able to discern between the two. Because you can be saying you got hope, but you ain't got the God kind of hope. And I've been there. Lord, I'm hoping in you, but when I got in that word, no, I wasn't. I didn't have the God kind of hope. And see, the Lord wants you and I to have the God kind of hope. Are y'all with me? All right, let's look at this, and then we're going to be done. Let's go to Romans. Let's start with the negative. Let's look at bad hope, okay? I'm going to give you two truths about bad hope, and then I'm going to give you two truths about good hope. the type of hope we should not have, and the type of hope that we should have. All right, let's start in Romans 8, and notice verse 24. Y'all ready? All right, Romans 8, 24. I got one person ready. What about the rest of y'all? Y'all ready? All right. Paul says, for we were saved in this hope. Okay, this is the type of hope that saves. And he's also going to show us the type of hope that does not save. Look at this. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? So what is bad hope in the verse? Let's see if y'all can pick it up. What is bad hope? Hope that is seen. Yeah. If I'm hoping for $100, but I already got $100, or I can see my friend has $100, is that really hope? No, because that's hope that I can see. But if I need $100 and I don't know nobody with $100, I ain't got no $100 in my aunt hole, my savings, but I'm hoping that some way God gonna supply my need. Is that hope? Yes, because I can't see it. You sick in your body, but the doctor tells you take this pill and you're going to be healed. Is that hope? No, because you can see that. But if you believe in for healing that comes from God and people are telling you, I don't know what you need to do. Is that hope? Yeah, because you're hoping that God does what he said in his word. By his stripes, I'm healed. Hope that is seen is what? Not hope. Can I go further? I'm going to talk about many of us in these next few statements. Because you can tell when a person is hoping, or even yourself when you're hoping in what you see. Because you talk a certain way. Out of the abundance of the what? Heart, the mouth, what? Speak. I want to tell you some things. There are some popular sayings that people say to try to make you think they got hope, but it's not the God kind of hope. Yeah. Yeah. And some of us have been guilty. When you hear people say stuff like this, I'm hoping for the best, but I'm preparing for the worst. That ain't God kind of hope. That sounds double-minded to me. You hoping for the best, but at the same time, you hoping for the or preparing for the worst? That ain't Bible. That is not the God kind of hope. I'm hoping for the best, but I'm preparing for the worst. How many have ever said that? Or heard somebody say that? Good. I'm glad y'all said, no, I ain't never said it. Keep it that way. Don't you say that, because that's not the God kind of hope. And some of you probably said you didn't want to be the only one raise your hand. That's cool. That's cool. Because we're here to help, right? Yeah. No, we don't hope for the best and prepare for the worst. No, we hope for the best based upon God's word. Again, we're talking about hope that is seen is not hope. This is another one people say, if I'm lucky. You know, if I'm lucky, I get the job. If I'm lucky, it'll work out for me. If I'm lucky, things will go my way. See, that's hope. That's seen. That's hope based upon chance. That is not the God kind of hope. I got to ask again, how many have ever said that? and you're not afraid to raise your hand. How many Eustaces? See how y'all throw that used to in there? Yeah. Don't do that. We ain't lucky. No. Not if you're a true child of God. Not if you're a real faith walker. Ain't no luck involved. Ain't no luck involved. No. It's God's will. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Oh, what, you in some hoodoo now? You in witchcraft now? You keep, what is fingers crossed? That's a sign of good luck. You got a rabbit's foot too? Keep, y'all ever heard folks say that? Man, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. That ain't no hope in God. Woo. Pray for me. We keeping our fingers crossed. Which one you want? You want me to pray for you? Or keep my fingers crossed? Knocking on wood, that's another. I don't even know what that is. What that mean? Again, we're talking about hope that is seen is not what? So why are you keeping your fingers crossed? Or why do people say that? Y'all can't talk back and help me? We got some finger crosses in here. Don't do that. That's worldly. That's not Bible. Look, I'm keeping positive energy, positive vibes, positive energy, positive energy. That's New Age. That's not Bible. Show me positive energy in the scripture. It's popular though, ain't it? It's popular. Positive energy. That's what witches talk about. That's what witches do. No, we don't do that. All of these are some great examples of hope that is seen. God operates in the unseen. We should operate in the unseen, or that which is eternal, or based upon the word. Y'all ought to help me. Look at somebody and say, that is some good teach. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You don't go along with these popular sayings. That's hope that is seen. And Paul said, hope that is seen is not real. It's not real hope. Let's go to Psalm 33. Is the Lord helping us? Now, have y'all heard any of these? Talk back to me. Lord, have mercy. Have y'all heard any of these? Okay. But they be sounding like it's some good stuff, don't it? No, we don't do that. We don't hope like that. From this day forward, if you did it last night, Lord, forgive me. Thank you for good teaching. Psalm 33 and 17. Psalm 33, again, we're talking about bad hope, type of hope we should not have. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. A horse is vain hope. Now, some of you right now are like, well, I ain't got no horse. A horse is figurative of something that is strong. A horse or something strong, look, young people, is vain hope. You can have a job that could be that can be considered figuratively a horse, a good paying job. And it could be easy if you're not careful to rely or hope in that job for your safety or security. No, you don't hope in the job. Can God use a job to bless us? Yes, but don't let that horse become your source of hope. Thank God for the job, but them folk can let you go. They can let you go anytime. Well, I signed a contract. They can still cut you and let you go. Because most jobs have a handbook that you have to sign off on. And many of us don't read the handbook. Where I sign that so I can get the check. But if you read that handbook, it's going to be in favor of the employer. So you don't trust in a job. Don't let that job be your horse. Don't let a degree, you may get 3 degrees. You may get an undergraduate, a graduate, a doctorate, plus some others. But don't let that degree be your horse. Yeah, it's a lot of degreed up folk who broke and on their way to hell. No, don't let that degree become your source of hope. All right? Your talent. You can be athletic, poetic, or whatever. But don't let that be your horse. Don't let that be your source of strength. Oh, I can make it because I can play ball. I can run track. I can do this. All it takes is one coach to change jobs, and the next coach don't like you. All it takes is for you to sprain something, break something, or something pop, and it's over. So you don't let your athletic ability be your horse or source of hope. No, that's not good. But how many know that's how this world is built? That's how this world is built. Man, if you got certain talents, certain gifts, it's like the world just opens up to you. But time you misuse it or say something or do something, they'll take everything away from you. But see, God is so awesome. When God opened a door, no man can shut it. When God shut a door, no man can open it. That's why the Lord needs to be our hope. When you look in scripture, God was taking care of the prophet real good. But then his source of food and resources dried up. But because God was his source of hope, he said, well, Lord, what you want me to do? He said, look, I want you to go down to Zarephath, and I have got a widow woman. She gonna provide for you. When God is your hope, no matter what happens in life, the Lord gonna take care of us. But how many know a natural horse, no matter how big and strong it is, a horse can die? Am I right about it? Yeah. I love something I heard Pastor Stalin say. God is your source, not your resource. Y'all ought to help me say, God should be our source, not our resource. Yeah, God should be our source. And so in life, young folk, you gonna come up on a lot of different horses, but don't let them be your source of strength or deliverance. You may meet somebody as a young woman or a young man, and they may be well off, but don't make that person your God. Ooh, I don't need to work. My man got 2 jobs. You don't make that person your source. You don't do that. Y'all hear me? Are y'all understanding? Yeah. Your loved one may die and leave you a check, and you get a check every month. Or you may inherit some things. How many know that would be wonderful? Yeah, I said that would be wonderful. But God needs to be our source. Am I right about it? How many understand that the horse is figurative of something strong? How many got me by a show of hands? All right. Now let's look at the flip. Let's look at some good hope, a beneficial hope. And then I'm going to be done. While I'm teaching it, remember, God needs to be our hope, our expectation. I gotta listen to God's prophet, and that's what I need to expect for my life. I gotta get in God's word, and that's what I expect from my life. You don't allow YouTubers to form your expectation. You don't allow celebrities to form your expectation. No, God's word is our hope. Psalm 119. And sadly, in our day and time, even in the church, young people do not have the Lord as their hope the way they should. Not all, but many. I'm talking in the church and outside the church. But God needs to be our source. He needs to be our hope, young people. Am I right about it? Yeah. Psalm 119. And verse 147. Oh, this is a powerful verse. Look at what he says. I rise before the dawning of, help me, the morning, and cry for help. Why you do that, David? I hope in your word. See, who you worship demonstrates your hope. If you and I worship God in spirit and in truth, that demonstrates to ourselves, to others, and God, Lord, you my hope. You know why I get up and pray in the morning, Lord? Because I'm hoping in you. You know why I read my word daily, Lord? Because I hope in you. You know why I come to church and receive from the shepherd, Lord, because I hope in you. Lord, when I go through various trials, you know why I count it all joy? Because I hope in you. Lord, I tell my friends about your works. You know why? I hope in you. God, I got to bring you your tithe and your offering consistently because I hope in you. When he says, I hope in your word, how many know God is his word? In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. He said, Lord, I hope in your word, or I hope in you. That's why I worship you. But see, young folk, when there's no worship, that demonstrates that your hope is not in God. It's sad to say, but when there is no worship to God, that is saying, Lord, I'm not hoping in you. I'm not hoping in you. When there's a requirement for us to give God praise and you choose not to praise God, no, your hope ain't in the Lord. Mm-mm. But best believe somebody getting that praise. Somebody getting that praise. Because if Jehovah, if the Lord ain't getting that praise, that praise is going to somebody or something. But when I worship God, that's where my hope is. That's why every day, young people, we have to make sure that we worship God. Not just when we come to church on Sunday, but every day. Every day. If you and I are truly hoping in God, you should worship him every day. Daniel understood this so much so that he worshiped the Lord three times a day. And that was his custom. That was his foundation, young people, since he was a child. He said, I ain't breaking that for nobody. Throw me in the lion's den, but I hope in God and my Bible. How is your worship on a daily basis? Worship has to do with devotion to God. How we think, talk, and act. If you raised your hand earlier and said you hope in God, how is it demonstrated in your worship? That is a question you have to answer. That is something you have to give account for. I have to give account for it myself. But because God using me, he's asking all of us, is your worship on a daily basis? Because if you're hoping in me, that's what you're going to do. Even if you have to worship God in the car on the way to work. Lord, I'm hoping in you. Lord, I didn't get to get down this morning when I got up like David. David got up before the sun came up. Now, Lord, I was asleep. But I am taking time in this car on my way to work to acknowledge you in all my ways. Lord, I ain't going to tell you no lie. I overslept this morning. I'm in this shower. But, Lord, I just want you to know I love you. I need your help today. Lord, would you move for me? Move for my sister. Move for my family. Lord, I'm hoping in you. How many know we serve a God where his ears are open to the cries of the righteous? Not just when we get on the altar. Thank God when we get on the altar. But when I'm in the car, I know God listening to me. Headed to Decatur this week. And I'm talking to God. I know he hears me. I know his ears are open to the cries or the prayers of the righteous. Yeah. How's your worship? Lord, I thank you for this check. Woo. Ain't seen this many zeros since Big Shirley got off the scale. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this check. But you know the first thing I'm going to do, Lord? I'm going to bring you your tithe and your offering. Lord, I ain't even got no envelope yet, but I'm going to put your money. Matter of fact, Lord, it's Wednesday, but I'm going online right now, because I don't want to forget. I want you to have your money. I hope in you. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, God, I messed up. I shouldn't have did it, Lord. I shouldn't have did it. Please forgive me. It wasn't the devil. It was me, Lord. I did that. I said that. I shouldn't have did it. Lord, will you be merciful? Please don't take your spirit from me, Lord. That's that hope. How many know what I'm talking about? Am I talking to anybody on earth this morning? Lord, have mercy. My worship demonstrates where my hope is. And see, when I'm worshiping God, that's that good hope right there. Woo, look at somebody say, that's good hope. Yeah, that's good hope. When I'm thinking, talking, and doing the word on a daily basis, I'm hoping in God. I'm hoping in God. And we saw earlier that hope saves. See, when we hope in God, salvation just around the corner. How many need God to deliver? How many need God to protect? Woo! How many need God to prosper you? Yeah, that's what salvation is. And this is the hope that saves. So I got to make sure I'm worshiping God, young people. My daily walk, every day. Every day needs to be getting better and better. Am I helping anybody this morning? All right, let's conclude at Psalm 78. My worship demonstrates my hope for God. And always remember, you're going to worship somebody. If it's lame to you to serve the Lord, if it's boring to you to serve the Lord, you got another God. Yeah. Even though you come to church with us, there is another God. And he's the one, or it is the one, that's going to get your worship. So always remember that. I love what Joshua said. Or no, it wasn't Joshua. It was one of the prophets. He said, look, if the Lord is God, just serve him. Yeah. If he real, if he the true God, go ahead. You just worship him. Right? And I think it was Joshua. Psalm 78 and verse 7. And we conclude him with this. Y'all still here? Yes. That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Look at the first part. That they may, what's that next word? That they may what? That they may their hope in who? When it comes to our hope, young people, it's got to be set. You got to set your hope in God. Say that. My hope must be set. It's got to be fixed. It's got to be planted. I got to make up in my mind either I'm going to hope in God or not. And once I make up in my mind, Lord, I'm hoping in you, I stay right there. Because things, people, spirits, circumstances will try to move our hope, young people. Yes. Try to persuade us that hoping in God is not rewarding. Uh-huh. It will try to make us feel like our hope is in vain. But no, I'm just going to set my hope. Lord, I'm going to trust you to do what you said in your word. You said you would supply all my need according to your riches and glory. That's where my hope is. I'm not going to look for an alternative. I'm not going to turn to no scam. I'm not going to try no get-rich-quick scheme. I'm just going to hope in your word. And I'm set. That's where I'm going to stay. How many have ever been guilty of saying, look, I'm going to trust God, but then you waver? Something moves you. You start doing something else. Just about three of us. But I'm telling you, keep living. Your hope will be tried, but it's got to be set. Lord, I ain't getting in those stupid relationships and doing that dumb stuff no more. But then let somebody come to check all the boxes off on what you like. If your hope ain't set, you're going to move. Yeah. The wind going to blow. And you're going to be tossed. But now it's time to mature. Now it's time to be a young woman that has set hope. Now it's time to be a young man that got their hope set in God. If we're going to be stubborn, we need to be stubborn for the Lord. Am I right about it? Yeah, you get to the point that, hey, I ain't doing what you want me to do. No, that ain't the will of God for my life. I'm committed to my God. Amen. My hope is set. I'm going to keep praying until God answer my prayer. I'm going to keep seeking until I find. I'm going to keep knocking until it's open. My hope is set. I'm just going to keep giving the way he told me to give until he calls men to give into my bosom. Now, he said that he would do it. That's my hope. So I'm not going to get off into this get-rich-quick stuff. I'm not going to do this and do that, what they're saying on social media. My hope is in the word. It's set. If you're going to believe God for the car, go ahead and set your hope. If you're going to believe God to meet your need, go ahead and set your hope. Don't cross your fingers. Don't be talking if you're lucky. Don't knock on wood. No, just set your hope. Set your hope. You believe in God to bless your business, set your hope. Look, it's going to work. Now, God going to take me through some stages. I'm going to have to go through some things. But in the end, my desire going to come to pass. That's what the Bible says. When we commit our way to the Lord, he'll bring it to pass. Commit. When we set our hope in God, it's going to come to pass. Boy, y'all looking at me. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm talking about having hope on the inside. Set your hope. Just trust God and watch God cause what you're expecting to come to pass plus, because we serve a plus God. He's able to do, help me, exceedingly, abundantly, and above what we can ask or think. And this happens to folk that hope in God. If your hope is in God, this should really be encouraging. Yeah. Yeah. This should really be helpful.
You say you're searching for happiness. This the way to go. You say you want peace. This the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all want to live. This the way to go. The show. 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 This the way to go. The show.
You are now listening to The Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.